And Pittsburgh Steeler linebacker James Harrison took away his young kids' participation trophies because he didn't want them to be rewarded for nothing. And I totally 101% agree with that.
You have a daughter who does soccer. Mm-hmm. If she loses, do they get participation trophies?
Yeah, they get medals and stuff and that, yeah. And
does she hang, do you let her hang them on the wall?
No, she just keeps them all in her bag. She just collects them. But I just... And I only go from what it was like when I played sports in school, and whether it be running or any of those kind of things. Like, if you finished in that top three, then you'd get a medal. If you was part of a soccer team or a rugby team, and your team kind of, like, say, won the championship, then you would get medals.
Yeah.
If you played in the team in that championship and you lost, you got a handshake and said, better luck next time.
Oh, well,
and,
yeah.
And done.
Better tighten your game up.
Uh-huh. And that was it.
I think growing up, I know we did, we had field days where you go out and it was kind of competitions. They'd break the grade up into different colors. Like there'd be a green team, a blue team, a red team.
Yeah.
And then you guys would compete. They would have the tug of war, stupid stuff like that. Yeah. But there was first, second, and third, and that was it. So there would be 10 teams. Three places, first, second, and third.
Everyone else?
The rest of the seven teams who didn't place in the top three, oh well.
Yep. And that's how it should
be. Your team was a loser. I have little cousins who, now they're in their mid to late teens. But growing up, they did baseball and football, softball, and the parents didn't keep score. And I said to my cousin, I go, why do you play baseball if there's no score?
Yeah.
He goes, we keep score. We know who won that game. But what's teaching your kid? What's the motivation? The motivation is to win. We're a radio station, right? They have Marconi Awards. They have all these other awards that if we don't win them, we don't get like a, hey, listen, here's a part. Here's just because you showed up today. Here's because you read school closings all day in the winter.
And it's the same with things like TV ratings. You have, like, at 6:30 at night, you have CBS, you have ABC and NBC, all competing to be the number one.
Yeah.
And that's what, they strive to be number one. And that's the thing. I think it takes away that drive and ambition to be number one. And all they want is like, well, you participated. Well, what does that mean?
And you can try your hardest. It doesn't mean that you're going to win. Aaron Allen on our Facebook said, what the heck's a participation trophy? A waste of money. I refuse to buy one for my son 1 year for baseball. Yes, buy one. The team mom wanted to go in together and buy the kids trophies. I said no. Why do they get trophies for winning two games? You lost. If you won two games, you're a losing team.
What is that show on HBO I watched that they did a sports special, and they had one half of that show was about that. And there was one coach in California, and she refused to buy trophies for the rest of the team. Like, if you won, then the winner got a trophy. And she said that the parents were so outraged that they went out and bought trophies for all the kids.
I can think of 1 year I did, I played every sport for 2 years. 1 year I did basketball, and one of my 2 years, and we were a losing team.
Yeah.
And my coach handmade trophies for us. So I got fouled out on most of every game. I was a very aggressive player. That's a nice way to say I sucked and just used my size to push kids around. But he made us trophies. I mean, really, just like he gave me Foul Queen. He glued a Tasmanian devil onto it.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And that was just like a piece of wood that he found. Yeah. It wasn't a for real trophy, and I don't have it. I never kept it. But that was the only time I can think of that we didn't win and we didn't get... And we still got trophies.
And the thing is, it's all about feelings. Mm. Like, they don't want to upset someone's feelings. When you're a kid, you get your feelings upset all the time.
You're allowed to be sad. It's okay to be sad.
And it's part of what makes you as an adult.
Yeah, you pull yourself out of it and you move on.
Yeah. And that's just how that works. And the thing is,
do you think I want to live in Harrington? But no.
But you do.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, as well, like if you give someone a medal for doing just for participating, it doesn't make you strive to be better.
Yeah,
it just wants you to be all right.
Just be mediocre.
Yeah, you can participate. Doesn't really
matter. Next year when we do the local awards, we're going to do the mediocre awards. Hey, you opened a restaurant. Here's an award.
4241234. Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Okay. There you go. So local awards next year. Everybody who gets nominated gets a trophy. What's the point?
Exactly. And someone made a good point on Facebook as well, and they said like they give out trophies for participation, and then they wonder why every graduating generation feels a sense of entitlement about high paying jobs and life expectations, because it kind of means, you know, you can coast yourself through, yeah, and just and you know, and you'll get away with doing whatever you want to do. Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Just going to quick little tag on there. The world we're living in, based on what y'all were saying, that's why you got so many upset and offendable adults, because they never learned how to be upset when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
That's true. And why do people, Kurt, why do people think you're allowed to be offended? But you move on.
You're allowed to make a choice to go somewhere else if something offended you. You don't have to participate. Uh-huh. It's your choice. Everybody that's upset, they get their feelings hurt. It's created a ridiculous world.
It really has. So when you were at school and you did sports and you didn't win as an individual or as a team, did you get medals and trophies?
Absolutely not.
See, and you've turned out.
Kurt,
okay.
You sound like a guy who maybe got beat if you didn't win.
We had a fun time. You won some, we lost some. I remember the field days you were talking about.
Yeah.
I had some good ones. I was on swim team growing up, won some, lost some, had a lot of blue ribbons for winning, had a great time. I'd be mad and upset if I didn't win a first or second place. But you know what? That just makes you go out and try harder next time.
Get over the thing.
Where's your motivation if you can just kind of just show up half-assed and you still get rewarded? It's the same as somebody who busted their ass all.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So
all right,
true.
Kurt,
great conversation. Thank you.
Kurt, you want to do a USA chant? I'm just kidding. USA! USA!
Hey, only if it's for the old one.